comes a ragla shows the oilo. So Yochla would have thought to say that kul oilo holding becomes oilo. Talmud the pasuk says no. Kol hashiyitim mimenu Hashem yekodesh is mimenu kodesh v'lo kul kodesh. Just I'm say just a foot of the animal should be oilo, so the whole thing does not become a korban. Yochla would have thought to say then Tait say halachum nothing is chal at all. Talmud the pasuk says yeah beviyosin tei meaning to say that something is chal. Okay, so how do we come out? Is timoch letzorcha oilus. Since you made the kedushas oil on just the regal, so the foot has the kedushas oil on it. So the eitzer is sell this animal now to somebody that needs to bring a korban oil, and therefore use the whole thing for korban oil. And vidomeho chulin, its money is chulin, chutz midme oiser eiver sheblei. Just the money you mechayiv yourself for that eiver, that money you have to give back to Hegdish. But the rest of the animals should remain a korban oil. Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So if you just say ragla shazu oilo, the whole thing does not become a korban oilo. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they both say, Minayin, how do I know to say that like, if somebody says ragla shazu oilo, just the foot of this animal should be a korban oilo, shekuli oilo, automatically the kedushas chal upon the whole animal. Talmudim, the pasuk says, yes, it says, kol asher yitim emenu Hashem yiyakodesh. Is yiyakodesh as the rabbi says kulo, that those things becomes kodesh in this pashit. Since you make kedusha only just on the regal, it's nispashit over the whole animal. Now we have fidu l'man diyam, even according to man Yamara says, ein kulo oilo, that those things does not become a korban oilo, according to Rabbi Meir. Han immediately wonders, Rabbi Meir say that, the aktish dove shenan shomat luyiboy. We only maktish the foot, something that it could live without it. Avo dove shenan shomat luyiboy, if you maktish, say, the head or the heart, something that you can't live without it, then kitchakul, everybody agrees those things as chal. So back to our kasha, how come we said before, we're talking about kedushas mizbeach, so how can we say if you makdish the head, so just the head is kodesh, not the rest of the animal. Here we're saying everybody agrees, if you makdish the head, the chur, it should be chal, the whole animal, it should be nispashit, those things becomes kodesh. So Marin Sotayla kasha is no stira. Ho b'kedushas saguf, ho b'kedushas domin. When do we say if you it's chal on the whole thing, that's kedusha zaguf? Rashi says, "Ho diktoni posh the kedusha b'kula, the kedusha spreads over the whole thing. Kegoyin diak the shak kedusha zaguf, you mark the shak kedusha zaguf." The yomer you said, "Roish behem azu akravoylo, the head of this animal should become a korban. The head of this animal should be korban oylo." So then we say, "If nispashet on the whole animal becomes the kedusha oylo." But a brayse b'liyel, that we said before, if you mark the head, only the head is kodesh, not the rest. The ain lekodshe mizbeach el roisho shapora kagoyim. What was the case there? The akdashe ledomim. Not that you are makdashit for the mizbeach, but you only were makdashit to give the money to the mizbeach, to the hegdish. The yom is like this: rosh bei mizu olai. The head of this animal should be upon me ledme oila. Meaning the value of it, I'll give that much money to the mizbeach to buy a korban oila. Is just like before, if you makdish the eved or the chamor, you can't be makriv an eved or a chamor. So pshit today, what you meant to say was ledmei. Here also it means ledmei. So all the kedushas domim, yes, therefore it's not in the spashit. Therefore, if you say haray elai the domim of this head of the head of the animal, you only have to give the value of the head. It's not in the spashit on the whole animal. Now the Gemara says, I b'marhu domar, like you yourself said, b'marhu domar, Rashi said, the parakama de tamura, that you yourself said over there, that the magdish zochol adomav, if somebody wants to be magdish or zochor, just for the value of it, to give to hegdish, it's kodesh kedushas aguf. They go automatically, it's chala kedushas aguf on the animal. As migu de nachti kedushas domim, is nachti kedushas aguf. Rashi says, that's the Gemara in the Parakam of the Tumura, that Higdis Zohar Ayil, Techaz Yitzfit for Neilo, Viyaktisha Litimei Erli, you only Maktisha, that you want to give the value of it to the Mizbeach, is automatically Kodesh Du Saguf. Vuatzma Yaakov, you can bring it in itself for Korbin. And Rashi says, the Nigu the Nachle, Kedushas Domim, Nachle, Kedushas Aguf. Hoyev Yuchaz Laguf, it's Ochinami, it's the same thing here also then. Even if it's talking about Litimei, Kiyoma Roish Por Litimei, when the person said the head of this cow should be upon me to give the money of it for korban oilo, is also right away tikdish the gufan. Those things should become kaddish. Hoyl since it's chozi, then it's pasha kedusha bekula. So it's love a kasha. Why do we say if you makdish the head, even the demay is only the head kodesh, not the rest? Why not? Everything should be kodesh. So Mora says, lekasha odi yakdish kula odi yakdish chadeiver. When you makdish the animal the demay, then we say it's chal kedusha zaguf on the animal. But here we only makdish one eiver, just that it's not chal. So you only makdish the domim of one eiver, then it's not chal the whole thing. So Mora asks the question, why? Chad eiver nami luchura iboy iboylon. It's also a shayla. Why do you say so for sure? It's not good. It's also a shayla. Tell the Gemara, we'll have in the Gemara tomorrow that the boy Rab has a shayla over there. What's going to be hiktish eiver ladomov? Somebody's makdish just a foot or just the head of a cow for the value of the gift to hegdish. So now he has a shayla. Ki boy ilon. So where does it to say there that is chal kedusha on the whole thing? So what's the shayla over there? Be poshut from our Gemara here. That's not chal on the whole thing. Because here it says, if you makdish the head, even the demay, but like we're talking about, it's not chal on the whole animal. Gemara says, no, it could be ki, boy, lom, betam. Where do we have the shal in the Gemara in Temura? Where you makdish the head of an animal that's a tam. Hocha b'balmum. Here we're talking about where you makdish the head of this pora that's a balmum. Therefore, it's not an espasha to kedusha on no animal, because it's not fit to be a korban anyway. And what's the proof we're talking about a balmum over here? Domi de chamor. Then we're talking about a balm by a chamor. It says another case of the chamor, the head of the chamor. So it says the head of the pora, it also means a pora that has a mum on it. So therefore, it's not chal the kedusha upon the whole animal because it's a balmum. So Mora says, no, balmum nami iboy ilon. There's also a shal there in the Gemara tumura by a behemoth that's a balmum. The boy rabbi has a shal like this. If somebody says, the nei roi shal agabi mizbeach. Somebody says he wants to be mechayev to give the value of his head to the mizbeach. That's what he says. He said to me roishai le mizbeach. Yeah. Rashi says yeah. So the shal over there was yeah. The boy rabba yeah. To me roishi. I want to give the value of my head on the gavim mizbeach mal is ki boy lon mekame de. Ashma lomastis. Before we heard this Mishnah, but hashta the shomah. Now they heard this Mishnah. Let me boil and have l'shaila and the chametam nespashit bekula. Right. Rashi says betam dikulameima de teichas la kedushas aguf to achaz la krova. Obraisa the postulate de loikitchikulu bal mum kamari dum di ever v'chamor. The shaila was guy says de mei roishlem is beach. It's also considered like a balmum, because he's not fit to be brought on the mizbech himself. It's also shalom over there. Maybe you have to give the value of your whole body, or maybe no, just the value of your head. So you see, even when you just say your head, which you're a balmum, a person's a balmum, a person can be brought for korban, still it's in the shayla. Maybe taka means the value of himself, of the whole self. Smos anechnami, that boy there was before our Gemara here. But once they learned our Bryce, it says when you makdish the mei pora, the rush of the head. And we're talking about now the head here is a balmum. So we see it's only chal, you only have to pay the value of the head and not the value of the animal. So for sure we see on the balmum, we do not say nispashit on the whole animal. So here also, when you makdish your head, you only have to give the value of your head, not the value of your whole body to hegdish. Yeah. Halak gufa, what we just said before, that boy Rab had a shawl like this. Temei roish legabim mizbeach. If somebody says, I want to give the value of my head to the Mizbeach, to Hegdish, is Mao. Nidim b'chvoidoi, oye nidim b'chvoidoi. Because do we say, we have before, b'chvoidoi means, since his head is something that the Nisham is Tuluyabo, so once you want to give the value of your head, you automatically have to give the value of your whole body. Or maybe, no, it's not nidim b'chvoidoi. Maybe you don't have to give the value of your whole body, just the value of your head, what you said. So Mora says, why? Layaspichin b'domim. Usually any time you want to give the value of something, the value of an animal, we say when you makdish the head, you mean to give the value of the whole animal. So also, even though you meant to say your head, the value of your head, also you mean to say the value of your whole body. Or do we maybe know? That halacha of nidim b'chvoidoi we had before is only we give the money to the Bedek Abayis. When you want to give the money to the Mizbeach, there we don't find this. We don't find legabi mizbeach. There should be a klal of lefi kvoidoi. So if when you want to give the value of your head to the mizbech to be used to be brought karbonis with, maybe there it's not called bichvaydai. So was the shayla before, and then Chlami will push the final gemara here. That's like it's not chal, it's not chal. Yeah. Oh no, forget. I do mul ask a kol nagav mizbech. And the bichvaydai taiku. That's a good shayla. And the shayla before we're just saying that the word it's a bal mum, then it's not mispashit. But the shalo bichvaydai, if you want to be mechayv yourself just the demay of your head, is it either mechvaydai or not? That's a shalo. Yeah. Yeah. Vayta. Boy Rava, Rava has a shalo like this. Boy Rava, erki yolai. Somebody says, I have a chiv erki, the value of how much he's worth to give to the mizbeach. So he says, Erech Yolala Gabi Mizbeach. Usually regular Erechin is the value that you are, you have to give to the Bedek Abayis. Here the person says clearly, I don't want to give it to the Bedek Abayis, but I want to give the money to be used for the Mizbeach to buy Karbonis. So it's like you're making a neder now to give the value that you're worth according to the Torah, to give that money, Letzorech Mizbeach. So here also, Mal Nidun Bahasig Yad. What's going to be if your Erechin, let's say, is 50 Shkolim? And when it comes to paid up, you can't afford more than 10 shkolim. So by regular erechin, you only have to pay according to what you could afford. What about over here? Oyein nidim behesek yad. What's the shayla? Layashkechan bi erechin de nidim behesek yad. Anytime you have a parsha of erechin, when you come to pay, you only have to pay according to how much you could afford. If you can't afford, you don't have to pay more. Or dimma maybe no. Layashkechan agabi mizveyach de mifrek ele b'shavyov. But here it's a modern case. Here you said that your erechin, how much you're worth, not that you want to give it to the Bedek Abayis, but you want to give it to the Mizbeach. So whenever you give money, you mechayv yourself to give money to the Mizbeach to buy Karbonis, we never find that you could redeem the Chiyav unless you give Shaviv how much you have to give. So since here you said that your Erechin, you want to be mechayv yourself to give it to the Mizbeach, maybe even though you can't afford it, you'll have to wait until you get more money and pay them more money, but maybe you can't get away with a cheaper price. So take it, that's a good shayla. Boy Rav Ashi, Rashi has another shayla. Boy Rav Ashi, what's going to be Higdish Sode Achuza? You have a stay Achuza, means the field that you yashin from your father, it's your field, and you mark the ship now. But you said Legabi Mizbech, you want the value of the field to go to the Mizbech, you want to buy Karbonis with that money. So Ma, what's the locha? How could you redeem it now? Mi Arminu, do we say, Layashikon, we don't find stay Achuza, a field that you have Yerusha on. The Mifriko, that usually when you mark this to field stam, there's a special kula when you come to redeem it, you have a right to redeem it, El, according to this cheshbon of base zera chaymasarim, how a big field that takes you to plant a chaymer, a large sum of sarim of Bali, that amount of field, you have a right to redeem the chamishim shekel kesel with only 50 shkolim, even though it's worth maybe 1,000, the Torah gives a kula, you have a right to redeem it for 50 shkolim, this piece of land. So maybe you're also, when you mark the shit, to give the money to the Mizbeach, as the same halacha. Lamais, it's your steyachuza. Or Dilma, maybe no. Layashkechon, we don't find the Gabi Mizbeach, the Gertz of the Mizbeach, the Mifrik Ela B'Shavyov. Lamais, this steyachuza, when you mark the shit, like you wanted the money of it to go to the Mizbeach. So maybe anytime you mechayv yourself to give money to the Mizbeach, you have to pay the whole chayv, you never find the leeway. So maybe here you can't redeem it with this new shir chamishim shkolim, but you'd have to pay the real value of the karka, and that value you'd have to give to the mizbeach. So take that's a good shayla. Could you redeem it with this cheshbon of chayma of the base zera chayma sarim a chamishim shekel or not? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be pochos mi ben chodesh is nidur avoloi nerech. You have a kid that's not a month old yet. So, Pachos ben Chodesh Nidr, if somebody wants to make a neder, how much that person is worth, that he has to give to the Mizbeach, he could do. Avoloi Nerech, but the kid has no Erechin yet. Erechin only starts once you're 30 days old. Before 30 days old, there's no Parsha of Erechin in the Torah. So, Tanur Rabbanon like this. Hamarich Pachos ben Chodesh. If somebody says, puts upon himself the Chiv to give how much this kid 3 days old is worth, his Erechin. So we just said there's no erech in that Torah. The Torah only starts when you're a month old. So what does he mean to say? He still has to pay the money. Even though he said hamarich, he said erechin, we'll soon see. He knows that that's not chal. So he really meant to say the value of the kid. V'chomer nechom say no. V'chomer imrim l'yom aklum. He meant nothing is chal. Since he said erchin, there's no erchin on a kid. Less than 30 days old. So the Mike Mithu Gosamach like is over here. Rabbi Meir Sover Eino the Moitzi Devar Labatola. He never said anything Labatola. Therefore, your day, a person knows Shein Erchin Apochus Ben Chodesh. There's no Erchin less than a month old. So therefore, when the person said Hamaruch, he wants to be Maruch, put the Chiv upon himself. V'goma V'yoma L'Shem Domin. That's what Meir swore. You don't say anything Labatola in vain. So for sure, what you meant to say is you want to mechayev yourself to give the money of it. For Rabbanin Savri, no. A person's not so mak, but he says things in vain. So here, even though you said hamarich, you want to give the erichin of it, and the ma'aseh there's no erichin of a kid less than 30 days old, so you potter. So Moshe says now, so kamanol, who's a goal like kamanol's law? Hold the yomer of gidl, omer rav, that oima erich kli olai. Somebody says, I want to give the erich of this kli should be upon me, and we know there's no such thing as erichin by a keli. It's only by people. Not by a kli, a utensil. So what's the loch? It says still, nois sein domim, you have to pay the value of the kli to hegdish. So who does this go like? Chur krab meya. Like we say, another mitzvah of the devil of atola. So more says, pshita, the krab meya. So what does it go into krab meya? Who else? So more says, yes. Mother time, I would have thought to say, afilu krabon, here goes even krab krabon and pshita. I would have thought, hos, the mudito yisofa ki yechidik erichin leben chedish, ikanam lepokas ben chedish. When do Rabbanan argue only when you say erichin on a kid less than a month old? That people make a mistake. They think just like after a month old is an erichin, who then he has value less than a month old. So the person made a mistake. We don't say he means domin. He meant erichin as takan afchal. Aval hoch, when a person said the erichin is kli, the leka limite, nobody can make mistakes. Everybody knows there's no erichin to a kli. Vada yodim day, maybe I would have thought everybody knows. Shein erich lekli, the kli has no value to it. And therefore, the gomma v'yom l'shem domim, for sure he meant to say l'shem domim. Yes, k'mashman as the chiddush know that even according to Rabbanan, still the person can make a mistake, and he meant erchin, and therefore nothing is chal.